LGTV, Lou and her. What's up with him, man?
Big homie D. Tyler, Texas.
What up?
Yo, what's up with you, boy?
What y'all giggling about?
This nigga talking about Tyler, Texas. Home, Tyler, Texas, home of the
Patriots.
Yo.
What's up with you, boy? That boy Gary.
Let's go. Let's get it started, man. What about you?
I'm here, bro.
Big homie D, he right there.
All right, this is episode 6 of the LGTV podcast.
Episode 6, 100 million to go. Let's get into it. First topic. Make sure y'all can hear me. First topic. What we said? We said we was gonna discuss the XXL freshman list, the state of the rap game. It's kind of ugly. The niggas ugly, but it's kind of ugly in general. I don't care for these niggas at all. Don't like these niggas. Lil Pump, I ain't gonna lie, I was singing Gucci Gang a couple times. You know, I walk around the house like, oh, Gucci Gang, okay, cool, you know, caught on. Other than Lil Pump one song, I really don't fool with them niggas, except
you should know JID because he and J. Cole camp.
Black Boy wasn't on there. Black Boy was on there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I fool with Black Boy two songs.
Trashed me though, like the Drake song, the song with Drake. I thought it was Drake's song for the longest until like 3 months ago. I thought it was Drake's song with a feature in a nigga named Blackboy JB. Then I heard that nigga verse. I'm like, this shit is horrible. This is horrible.
Yeah.
JID is the best artist on that cover. I got his. Only reason I got his album because I watched his review on Dead End Hip Hop. Shout out to Dead End Hip Hop. I say this dude seemed like they were having good reviews about it, so I bought it. That shit is fucking dope. It's like watching a Netflix series, bro. Like, it's good as shit. Then you get mad as fuck when they finally go off. Like, that's how good the album was. Shout out to JID.
Trey Vontae, y'all know anybody on there that y'all want to comment on, or y'all what y'all think?
Nah. JID the best one on that cover.
Huh?
I don't think I know on there. Like, I'm like Gary, man. I thought Block Boy was the feature artist for the Drake song, but it's the other way around.
Yeah.
I don't fool with that kind of music really. So that's not that freshman list is not going to get me anywhere. And like I said, Gucci Gang, like, hey, it's a mumble rap song, but it's a good one. And I'll give Lil Pump that. It's a good song.
So, the song say Gucci Gang 53 times.
Yeah, I understand that, Gary. Also, back in what the 80s when they came out with Hip Hop Hibbity, that song was a classic. So I mean,
yeah, that was like early 80s. Like, hey, the lyrics, it wasn't no lyrics back then, bro. Like the early, like 80, what, that was 79. That song came out.
That was number one hit for like weeks.
Nigga, it wasn't no lyrics back then until like the 80s.
Well, I don't hear it.
What you think?
I don't know. I think rap has always been like the young generation. So I mean, it's like I said, all of them got big followings, bro. And that's what I said about the XXL list, bro. They not looking at just truth spinners or who the best. Like, they looking at impact, all of that, bro. That's what I understand. Like, I don't understand their criteria though, because I mean, it was niggas left off last year because of domestic violence.
Got a fucking pistol, got an assault charge right now, like the day, 2 days ago.
I know, but you just put the list out, so I don't know if they would have just ultimately took him off. Like, I don't know how they would have. I don't know.
You know, they did a month ago, you know what I'm saying? Did the flight, did everything. You know, that shit old already. A month or two ago, it's been out that they did it.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I think, like I said earlier, I don't see how T Grizzly wasn't on there.
Tekashi 6ix9ine wasn't on there. He had what, 4 or 5 songs on the top Billboard or whatever at one point. I don't really understand how this shit worked, but yeah. I thought they would have got the NBA Youngboy or something, because he was all on his dick when he got out of jail. You know, they don't love you until you get out of jail, you feel me?
Yeah, even Lil Baby. Like, I don't understand. Lil Baby.
This song's hot in the street. This song's hot in the strip club, nigga. You know, your song's hot in the strip club. Shit, you win. Shit. I said, no.
Hey, what you doing in the strip club?
Shit, what you think? Shit. But I don't, but Famous Dex got robbed last year because of domestic violence shit. I don't condone domestic violence at all, but that nigga was on a run. A good little run for himself. But shit, he putting the hands and feet on that girl like Floyd Mayweather. Shit. But you leave Famous Dex off, but you put XXX on. This case still going with the domestic case. This shit still going. It's almost 2 years.
As far as the rap game in general, like Vontae said, it is a young niggas game. Like right now, okay, we still fairly young. But like I told y'all in the chat, like when I feel like when niggas that I like now, like when Cole and the pop rapper Drake and Crit and Wale and
they all 31 and at least 30 to 31.
When they start getting up into their high 30s, 40s, when they get to the time where they gonna start making music. I mean, of course. So, I mean, I might have thought there would never be a J. Cole, but there was a J. Cole. There was a Kendrick. So, I mean, maybe they'll come around, but even maybe by that time, it might be time for me to stop listening to rap in general, bro. Who knows? But I might be getting too old.
You might turn blues like every other old person.
I would be bumping up when we 40 at the old at the barbecues.
No, that's going to be
blues and gospel. Blues and gospel.
I'm blues and gospel. I'm an old school nigga anyway. I listen to Ozzy Brothers and Marvin Gaye and shit every day. It's not, I don't use it as on Sunday driver shit. I've been like that forever. So if the new rap is trash, I'm still do what I always do. It's still my own shit.
But my first love is
niggas gone. I'm gonna be sad, but when Crit and them gone, Cole and them, like, I mean, it might be some niggas pop up and take their place, but when them niggas gone, even Dolph, Meek, Gates, like even when them
niggas. Kevin That's Gates had him a hell of a run until he got locked up. Shout out to Kevin Gates.
When we get like 40 and stuff, bro, like you said, like I said earlier, they market it to the younger generation. When we get 40, bro, we're not gonna be spending money to go to concerts and stuff like that, bro. We're gonna be established with your family, trying to travel and stuff. Like, they don't care about music we want to listen to.
I'm gonna be like, Charlotte,
yeah, it's not. We're out to outside of They're not looking for lyrical, like you said, they're not looking for the lyrical rappers. It just so happened that there was a run where those was the niggas that was coming, whether it was Meek, Nim, Crit, from like 07 to around like 12, 13, it was rappers that's still around now. Now it's like, for like the last few years, it's niggas on there that's here today and gone tomorrow. Like,
exactly, bro. They fall off. Like, the 2011 list, I said they had 6 hits. They had YG, Big Crit, Kendrick, Meek, and I forgot 2 more. I said that was hits, but don't fall on.
Yeah, niggas don't got no substance. They can't be consistent. Like, they can make that one song, they don't have nothing to keep niggas around that keep them want to listen to them. That's what Cole told them niggas. Like, don't ever stop touring because that's how you get your money. And nigga, you gonna be here today and gone tomorrow, nigga, because you ain't that cold.
Y'all need to listen to JID. That's a Jid. He on the cover of the new this year's cover. He's on J. Cole's Dreamville camp. He is dope as hell. Listen to his music, man. Go ahead, go to YouTube, any SoundCloud, whatever. Listen to his music. Support that man. That man got skills like a motherfucker, bro. Like,
so speaking of these new niggas, the whole 6ix9ine in Chicago. How y'all feel about that?
I'll go first because I'll make it quick. You don't play with a man, baby mama, dog. You don't play. I don't understand. I'm not gonna say younger generation. I don't understand the meaning of guys, young men in general, wanting to bring negativity and bullshit to themselves and be like and play victim when that shit come around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't play with a nigga, baby mama, bro. You don't take her shopping and get a Gucci. First off, she out of pocket.
There you go.
She out of pocket. But when he was saying he was, when you said he was in Chicago, this nigga had a hoodie on. On top of the hoodie being on, he had on extra tight, and he had some covering up the rainbow hair. Nigga, you ain't in Chicago. Quit flexing on Instagram and whatever else y'all be on. But, and he was only in Chicago, what, a day? And he had hella security? Nah.
He's trolling.
That's it. J. Cole said it. J. Cole said, that's what I was thinking. J. Cole said it. We live in a generation of trolls, bro. This is how the little pump shit came around, just to troll to get on. They know if you act like a troll, you bring this attention on yourself, you win the internet, you can get on. It used to be, oh, let me get the hot ass single, I can get on. Let me just punch a five mixtape, I can get on. Let me bump to somebody cold and spit for him, I can get on. Now, you just got a troll, my nigga. You be the biggest troll, get these young ass teenagers on you, win Twitter, win YouTube, all that bullshit, or become a YouTube rapper. Shit, you can get on. Shout out to ZS and Drew.
Fonte, Trey, what y'all think?
Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest thing, too, bro. I know a lot of people have a problem with him beefing with everybody. I really don't have a problem with that. I mean, do you, my nigga, but don't be beefing and then, oh, I'm in Chicago talking that talk. And then he got security, like, and then he come back at it like, oh, I'm one of the biggest artists in the world. Like, you don't think I'm going to have security? That'll be stupid of me. If you're going to be that.
Niggas should play both sides. Like, hell no. Nah,
that's no excuse. Andre 3000 never had security. You know what he got on him? Well, a pistol. Like you said, he be by himself with a gun on him every day.
He know what he doing, bro. He know he not really finna try to bump into them niggas dead for real. This nigga know how to move correctly. The nigga out there at 5 o'clock in the morning talking about ain't nobody out here. Nigga, okay. And then you got the police. Police right there, nigga. Like, stop being stupid. Well, he not being stupid. He being smart because he know he not
smart, bro. Like, he's increasing his following because as soon as you see headlines wherever it's Tekashi in Chicago, people don't click on it. Like, I mean, it's just how it is, bro. Because I mean, we done saw different people go to different cities, like in the middle of beef, like. You remember T.I. going to Cloverland to Flip City?
The thing was different, though. Niggas wasn't riding for Flip that hard, bro. He thought he even said that on the Beef series. I think Lil Kiki said that shit. Like, they fuck with him, but they ain't finna ride that hard for that nigga. Like, he overstepped his boundaries. He thought he had too much reach, but he didn't. And that's why he could do that. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody else who was really, like, connected to the city like that, if people really fucked with the city, T.I. wouldn't have did.
No, I think you're wrong, Gary, because I think Kiki did say at the end of the day, I mean, we still going to ride for Houston, but.
Yeah, but it's in the, yeah, they're going to ride for Houston, but shit, they can let the nigga go to Cleveland. They don't give a fuck. That's not his hood.
That nigga Tekashi, he know what he doing.
Yeah, he know what he doing.
The internet is full of trolls now, so they niggas eat into that, so yeah. It is what it is.
They're going to have a rapper called Lil Hot Sauce next. You know what I'm saying? Lil Hot Cheeto. And then they
going to lie. But that was
you know how. Huh? What'd you say, Vontae?
No, I was just gonna say that was disrespectful, bro. You bring that nigga baby mama out to Chicago. I mean, to New York. That's disrespectful.
I mean, you sleep with a rat, you get infested. Like,
yeah, but I'm just saying though, like, if look, I'm just saying if Chief keep catching, we ain't fighting no more. He getting shot on spot. That's disrespectful as fuck.
Take it, oh, dude. Oh, dude, he took a page out of 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent was really the first nigga to beef with niggas and really just fuck them up. And he's still doing it, but kicks. He was the first, like, troll-ass nigga you can't really beef with because he's going to take it a little further than you want to.
Shout out to 50.
Niggas still don't fool with 50. Niggas know.
Yeah, and that's scary. You know, like he's saying now, get the strap. Hashtag gets
I don't think necessarily, and that's what I'm saying. Like him and 50, like 50 be joking around with him. Like him and 50, I don't think 50 would just ride for him like that. But they
50 Cent respect troll game. Okay, he respect the troll game.
50 Cent was 150 Cent. He was promoting the fight between Soulja and whoever it was. I can't even remember.
Soulja and Chris Brown.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, man, come on.
He just love a good drama. He like to laugh. I don't blame him. So you got that much money? So I'm allowed to. Y'all know.
But yeah, what I was saying was, remember 50 Cent? He had Rick Ross' baby mama in a porn movie. I mean, come yeah. on, man. You don't get the more disrespectful than that.
See, I don't care. Yeah. Rick Ross could say is like, my music's still selling. I'm like, shit, I don't give a fuck about that music.
I give Rick Ross that he survived.
He survived it. He's the only one that survived a 50 Cent attack.
I didn't think he was, but he did.
And he's still putting out quality music. He might not go platinum yet, and that surprised me that he still ain't really went platinum because he makes good music. He's gotten better over.
I think Port of Miami finally went platinum.
It did. First, I love Port of Miami. Port of Miami was the shit. White House was my song, bro. White House. I'm in the White House. That song was dope. Hey, shout out to Rick Ross because, and you know, niggas got tired of being bald when he grew his hair back. Get too hot out here.
Any other musical comments y'all could, or topics y'all want to discuss? So before we move on to this,
no albums coming out, but shout out to Jay Rocker's album Redemption coming out on the 15th. I gotta go cop that album. Dope, it'll be dope.
Drake album, I'm gonna drop.
Shit, oh yeah, Drake even got an album because I was just Pusha T shit. I ain't heard shit about no Drake album.
I think Drake's gonna address a lot of his album somehow.
He'll push it back like a month or two and add new songs talking about Pusha T and all that shit.
Don't be on your album talking passive aggressive and slight all that. Like, oh nigga, that's gonna be weak as hell.
But he the king of being passive aggressive.
I don't think he gonna do it on this album, bro. I just don't.
It's too fresh because we ain't worried about him. Like, Adonis is your son. Dead album should be playing Border Patrol. Come on now.
His album should be close to dying. And if we want to keep it 100, his last few songs ain't really hit, bro. Like, Nice for What didn't really hit.
It depends on what perspective you're looking at it because that I'm Upset. Yeah, that was trash everywhere.
I ain't heard it. I'm upset.
Yeah, it was nobody liked it. It was trash everywhere. But Nice for What, it wasn't big for like the rap community. But
that bounce
on Spotify and stuff, it did crazy numbers, like crazy numbers.
I mean, it's gonna do numbers though, but it's not gonna be as substantial as his other hits. Like, it's gonna do numbers just because as soon as Drake drop a song, I mean, you got women niggas who love him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he dropped I'm Upset after that, and it didn't do numbers. Like, it was terrible. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
Drake whole thing is based on I'm selling records, but I don't really think his shit got substance to me. Like, all his albums sound the same. His singles sound the same. Like, what the fuck are you going to talk about? Your heart getting broke. You fucking these hoes. You got more money than niggas.
That's the funny thing, though, because he always used to talk about women breaking his heart. Now he's trying to tell these girls, be nice to these niggas for what? Nigga, what the hell is you saying? All you
don't know was...
You can't... But then again, you can't put, like... Like, Lou, you know. Like, Lou, out of everybody, you know. Gay, you might know a little bit, too. You sit down and you write some stuff. From, you know, 4 or 5 years later, you might contradict yourself.
Drake contradicts himself on this one thing a lot. Drake is like that nigga who couldn't get bitches until he got on. Like, until he got some bread. Like, I always said this. I've been saying this shit forever.
I 100% agree. I like Drake, but he is corny.
Corny as fuck. But, like, just think about it. Like, no, he say, it, when the Started From the Bottom came out, we don't know everybody's true life story. Everybody had their own ups and downs. Some people bottom ain't really the bottom. It's like middle class. Then some people bottom, nigga, you dirt poor in the project. Drake was on Degrassi at one point.
But the thing is, he addressed and said his bottom was a little different. He was on Degrassi, but that still wasn't paying bills, like even though he was on TV.
Yeah, exactly. But that him not paying bills, shit, a nigga would have loved to have his bottom. From a nigga who's living in the projects in the hood all his life, no, you know, his bottom might be, oh, my dad walked out when I was 5, but shit, to other niggas, they put it's like, fuck it. But Drake was like that nigga who finally got on, got some bread, what niggas does do when they get bread? I'm gonna fuck out. What we always say, I'm gonna fuck all these hoes. I'm about to fuck this model, this stripper, this actress, this porn star. Yeah, but the thing is, Drake trying to act like he too goody two shoes, but he just a dog like the rest of the niggas. Not every nigga's a dog, but I'm just saying he fits in that category because I done read some shit about dancers and strippers on strippers who like fuck their Drake. He'd be like, why you dance? You don't need to dance. I like talking down on them about dancing, but shit, you in the strip club almost every night trying to fuck one of these hoes. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is this. Women put him on his pedestal, like, oh, he's so nice guy. Like, man, that's a front. Y'all, that's called the ice cream dream. Just like Steve Harvey. Fuck Steve Harvey. You probably fake shit. I don't believe in that thing like a man shit. Your main chick, Marjorie, your wife now, what's your side bitch? Like, come on now. You can't fool a nigga like me. You can fool the masses and all that shit, and all these women that fall for this shit. But fuck it. Yeah, dog, like the rest of the niggas. Like, he covered it up with all this shit and the fake-ass mustache and the fake hairline. Captain Cupcake. And that's what Steve Harvey didn't really have hat for a few years. I swear that was a wig, bro. Even Jamie Foxx said it. I know it was that Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart said it a long time ago. He felt like that was a wig. I do too. That kept that comeback on that nigga head. Fuck Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Monroe, you seen angry, bro.
I just don't like fake niggas and the women eat it up. When you real nigga, you can't stand a fake motherfucker. Fuck Steve Harvey. I don't care if we ever get picked up because I said this shit. Fuck Steve Harvey. I'm not sacrificing my morals.
Hold on, because they tell us we got to drop you to get picked up. You my nigga at all, bro.
If they invite the LGBT podcast to Steve Harvey Morning Show, I'm going
to
be there.
We got to drop the G.
LTV, Gary the crib, your hairline.
Hey, it's all good. I see where we stand, but shit, I'm not gonna be the fat one up there with y'all. Say, oh, Gary can't make it. That nigga was sick.
Now you still my nigga, bro, but I mean, it's a business. Like, you understand that?
Oh yeah, I know it's a business. But if I don't fuck with you, I'm not gonna go.
Speaking of business, let's talk about what Kyrie had to say about not signing an extension right now. Clearly, you have trolls on. The headline wants to be, oh, Kyrie says this, he like making it look like he's gonna leave. Clearly, he says that because he will lose out on $80 million if he signs now. Clearly, everybody knows in the NBA, it's better for you to opt out than sign a contract. So, y'all got anything to say about that?
Bronte, did we talk about this yesterday? Like you said about the NBA want to get in on a gambling trade, like legalized gambling.
That's what I was just about to talk about, bro.
If we do that, if they do that legalized gambling, the money gonna jump up just like it did 2 years ago when Clay got paid. So I don't blame them. Focus on this year, be healthy, try to win the championship, then you get your Supermax. I'm not signing shit.
I don't think really nobody's signing, bro, because Draymond said he's not signing. Like, he going to go for
nobody. Nobody paying Draymond a Supermax probably outside Orlando and, like, two other trash teams.
Like they said, bro, you don't want to sign and then the salary cap skyrocketing and you just sitting there like, dang, I signed too early.
You know, you don't want to never sign too early. Use your leverage. If you got some, use it.
But I think with Kyrie's situation, since we're on him, it's like it's risky, bro. Cause,
yep, that's what I was
nigga saying. Ain't got the best injury like track record.
Right.
And then on top of that, Boston did good without him.
So. Yeah, somebody might get traded for a pick. You know, Boston got like a potential to have four first round picks in 2019. You know, the pick with JT Barrett, Zion Williamson, a bunch of other niggas. Like they could probably move one of those and get a big player this draft. A player. It's already established. We never know. Danny Ainge is a shiesty motherfucker, so we never really know what's going to happen. You got so much assets for the next 3-4 years. It's crazy.
I don't think they would trade him. Like, people talking crazy, like, no, they might try. I don't think it happened at all. I think they go work this draft. And unless the LeBron thing comes up, which even then, even if LeBron became available and he was interested, I think they would talk it out with him. And I don't think they would trade Kyrie to bring LeBron in. So I think he's going to be there, and I think they're going to go into next year as probably the second favorite right behind Golden State. I think they're going to be the second favorite behind Golden State.
So they played their ass off without Kyrie, but they needed him. They needed him for one game just to get past LeBron and just have a score, like especially that game 7. Just have a dude that can create his own shot on ball. On ball guard.
I think they trade him. Just because, I mean, you go into it. I mean, granted, he didn't even have to say like, oh, like I'm committed right now, but he could have just said, like, yeah, I like being in Boston. Like, if that opportunity rises, I'd love to stay here. But it's like now it's like Danny Ainge gonna play a risky, like it's I don't know. He might trade him before, bro.
Offseason is going to be crazy.
This offseason is going to be wild. You got ranging from the LeBron stuff to what the Celtics can do. They could easily jump into the LeBron or Kawhi sweepstakes. If he get traded, Paul George, Cousins, even small players like Randall and Aaron Gordon. I mean, this is going to be an interesting offseason.
Yeah, I'm always excited for the draft, even though the NBA draft is like a crapshoot for real, for real. Like, you may have only 5 good players out of 30 because he's coming out of school too early.
I got interested in, like, you know how they always say, like, everybody waiting on the first domino to fall. Who is the first domino, y'all think?
Who you talking about? Draft-wise or, like, somebody getting traded?
Nah, like, well, just, like, I think Paul George, like, what he does is going to just – trickle down.
Yeah.
If he's staying OKC, then who knows where Brun goes after that?
Like, to be honest, OKC fucked up with Melo. Like, y'all gave him a opt-in clause. Like, he got a player option. I mean, like,
they didn't give him that.
Well, like you said, hindsight is 20/20. Because if Carmelo would have came in, they could have won right now and competed with the Warriors. You want to say that? Because the roster on paper do look good. So
yeah, it's on paper.
You can say it now; it is a bad idea, but at the time, I thought it was a good idea.
It looked good, but then after the first 2 months, I'm like, I don't know. Melo be looking.
Like I said, that's hindsight, though. At the time, it was good.
Yeah, because they've been saying this reports that, like, the Thunder to retain Paul George, like, is better. Like, their chances are better than everybody's, like, thinking. Him and Russell working out twice a day in L.A.
So. Yeah, that's a good thing, but I feel like that's gonna help keep
Russell. Paul George go back there. That boy goofy as hell, boy. That nigga.
Why? Cause you want him to go to the Lakers?
Nah, I'm talking about for his sake. Like, bro, playing with Russ is a cancer. Stop. Everybody leave that nigga and plays better. Does better.
I think KD doesn't have no balls to step to Russ. That's the only reason why they didn't last. Like, he playing well with the Warriors because the Warriors players may have egos, but they don't care who the man is. They just want to win.
And towards the end of the season, Paul George and they was kind of finding. They got to if he stays though, bro. It's no way Melo can. If Melo can't stay. If he don't go to the bench, he cannot stay, bro.
Because Melo really fucked up the chemistry between Russ and PG because Melo's selfish as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Selfish. Like, that's why I always said the biggest difference between Melo and LeBron was mental ability and maturity.
I've never really cared for Melo, New York, Denver. I never really. But let me defend him. Melo messed up the chemistry because he played bad. Because he actually took a back seat. He became a jump shooter. That's all he did was just catch and shoot. Like, he didn't. They went no sets, ran for Melo, nothing. All that went away. So I think he did what he could. But
his game fell off.
Yeah.
I don't understand how his game fell off when all you did was score in the first place.
Yeah.
The lane was clogged and he couldn't drive no more like LeBron. He's actually the better jump shooter. So I thought that was a good fit for him. At least he can catch and shoot. LeBron can't catch and shoot consistently like that.
Bro, I don't even catch and shoot at all.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's some bullshit when he say he gonna play off ball. Nigga, what? Your jump shot still ain't consistent. It's streaky. He might have shot better. He might have shot the ball better at 33 than he did at 27. But I'm just saying, I was hoping his shot would have been on Kobe's status by 33.
He's not a true shooting guard. I think LeBron shoots the ball off dribble. He's never been a catch and shooter, but when isolation, give him a few dribbles and pull up, I feel like he can shoot.
Yeah, like give himself a good rhythm, a good head start.
Yeah, he can shoot okay, though, man.
I feel like Russ should have a better mid range game. Stop doing them dumbass threes. Just that mid range he got is nice. That stop and pop is nice. He just got to control himself.
They lost in the first round to the Jazz, though. Like, that's
to be honest, though, the Jazz is really a good team. They got slept on the Jazz for 2 years. They're a really good team, bro. They deep.
Paul George, if they gonna continue to lose in the first round to the Jazz, there's no point in you staying. Zero point. If you gonna lose, you just gonna go home and lose.
Hey, shout out to that boy Eagles for the Jazz. That nigga hit that three in PG face and stared that nigga down. What's the nigga from Australia? Jeff Eagles. Nigga was 3-and-D guy for the Jazz. Made PG look stupid. Joe Eagles, whatever, nigga. That's exactly my point. That nigga made PG look stupid. Hit the 3 in the nigga face, stared him down. Them niggas wasn't afraid of OKC, bro. Like,
Joe Eagles did that because Russ. It's all, everything Russ fault.
man. Everything. The Jazz were a real team. Like, they deep. They can score. They have little guards here and there. But they can play. They're coached well.
So, let's see. Oh, next NBA topic. Will the Warriors stay together? I know all three of y'all have some thoughts on that. So.
No. You know why? Draymond got too much of an ego. So when that nigga said he ain't signing, he want a Supermax? Nigga, go. Bye. Trade that nigga. Bye. He didn't do shit the whole playoffs to me. He might have other posters to me. He been falling off for like 2 years. Like, since KD came, he kind of fell off more and more. Like, you have an opportunity to at least score 15 a game, 20 a game, because niggas leaves him wide open. Still can't shoot.
I don't like agreeing with Gary too much, but Draymond is not a Supermax player at all.
He's not, because I've been saying this. His biggest ability is not the defense for them. It's his playmaking ability. He can get you 10 to 12 assists. Because to be honest, outside of Steph, who they play outside of a few plays, Steph can get assists, but who really they playmaker on that team? Like, who can set people up? You know what I'm saying? They don't really have that. And that's why having him is so vocal. It's not the defense. It's his offense, his passing ability, his vision helps him.
You can't say it, bro. The man won Defensive Player of the Year. His defense is what allowed them to go to that lineup of running him at the five.
But you know what got the Warriors their titles?
And his offense, not just his offense.
But you know what gave him their titles, though? Steph bad ankles. People forget, when Steph first got his first re-up, he only could get $55 million because he had all them ankle injuries. He got re-up the same day as Ty Lawson when he was actually decent. He was getting like $55 to $60 million. Then Mike Conley got, what, $60 million. And Steph got 5 years, 55. In those 5 years, they improved that whole time. And that small contract helped them get the Klay extension, the Draymond extension, KD.
Let me ask a little question. Is Draymond a Supermax player? Yes or no?
No, I don't think you can give. But I will say, in general, like, on any team, is he a Supermax? No, to the Warriors, yeah. But I think they shouldn't give him a Supermax, because at the end of next year, let's say they make another run, bro, their legs are gonna be tired. His legs are gonna be tired. He's not gonna be the same player after that. So you give him that Supermax, and then what? He can go downhill. Because he's already not athletic, you can kind of see that these long runs are having an effect on all of them, but him especially. He's already not as athletic and not as built to withstand that. So, for that reason, I don't think you should give him a Supermax. He's not a 25-point scorer that you give a Supermax to keep. But I think the other reason is why they should give him a long 5-year. Because at the end, 2 years after they give him that deal, it's going to look bad. Because he's not going
to look.
Yeah,
but what I think, I mean, I think another thing, we probably all focus on the wrong thing too. I think a lot of these players, like I said, it's no doubt, bro. I mean, it's a small chance, but next couple of years, the cap is gonna spike, bro. So I mean, even if next year he's just putting himself in position, like, he don't want us. I think he can. I forgot what his deal he can sign this year.
For him, always it makes
for him, it's like three. His extension can be a 3-year, $72 million deal. And like, to be honest, they already got his replacement. They kind of found his replacement. They just trying to groove him in. Jordan Bell, he can play defense. He's way more athletic.
I like Draymond though, bro. He's not the playmaker or the defender. He's just not the basketball IQ player. Period. He's not Draymond. Bro.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. He might not be Draymond, but shit, you really don't need him that much when you got three niggas that can score.
But my thing is, even if he does next year, going to next year, and the cap rises, and he don't resign, like, he go to another team, he's still gonna have a chance to get more money. So I think he's looking at that, like.
Yeah, of course.
What
do you think they're gonna do? You think
I feel like he's worth at least Tristan Thompson money. Tristan Thompson wasn't even worth that money. I'll give that money to Draymond.
So
I mean,
what do you think?
About $80 million?
I don't know, bro. It's interesting because, I mean, Klay wanna get paid. I mean, Durant, like, at a point, niggas gonna say, I'm tired of taking discounts, like.
Yeah,
and, I mean, you can, then as the owners, like, it's winning, but at the same time, keep going over the cap, bro, and gotta pay the luxury tax.
Like I said in the chat months ago, when I said Klay might go somewhere and try to be number one, it's not just because Clay is going to try to be number one is because now they got three rings. What's the difference between three rings and four rings? Is it, you know, worth $80 million between those two? One, that one ring when he got three already? I mean,
one, no, bro. If he goes somewhere, he's number one. I don't think he's going far.
Well, you, that's what I'm saying. Like, you might you going first round. He might not win another ring. That's why I said, what's the difference between three rings and four rings? Is it worth $80 million in your pocket? That's what I'm saying.
And at some point, bro, it's going to come down to, how, like you said, how many more rings y'all can win as a team. And one of them niggas, I don't know who, it might be KD, it might be Clay, but somebody after a while going to be like, man, like, can I go somewhere else and win a ring? Like,
I think Clay going to be like that. I think Clay, because I feel like
Clay seemed like that nigga. He's fine with being at third, taking less money.
A report came out today saying KD, you know, he won two rings, still has a void, though. He still don't feel like he accomplished anything. So
he left OKC without doing shit. He didn't win.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If he wins one or two more rings, and people gonna still be like, I mean, you have to join them to go get, like, even with the. No, I'm just saying, even with the shot today, when the GM was like, oh, yeah, I know I said KD earned whatever contract, but that was just for the media. Like, when I said that about Steph, that was because Steph was here before, like, before we really got popping. And
And we know KD's weird. Like, that really hurt his feelings. Like, it got to his
head. KD got a weird accent, real soft.
Because, I mean, even though he was joking, bro, that sound like, yeah, I mean, we start this from the ground up. Nigga, you just joined us. Like, you joined the ride. So
Steph was playing. If Steph never had those injury problems in the early part of his career, they wouldn't have got this team because his contract would have been $100 million instead of $55 million. That $50 million drop helped get everybody. Then you think about it also, huh?
KD let stuff get to him easily. That's why he had a burner account, because he wanted to be able to comment on all this stuff, because he lets it get to him. He wants
you're starting to see his real personality now.
Well, I don't fault him for that, bro, because, I mean, you look at it, like they said, like, if we tell all the stuff, like, all the difficulties we had this season, and, I mean, you look at it, bro, them niggas probably got into it, and they probably told KD, like, nigga, we won before you, and we can win without you. Like,
that's Draymond told him that.
Draymond, to be honest, though, they didn't need KD, because we always talk about Harrison Barnes, but we got to think about it. They was a 3-1 with Harrison Barnes. I'm like, if you're a 3-1, you shouldn't lose. I don't give a fuck if Draymond missed the game, Harrison Barnes missed 0-10. You still got Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. That's on them. Y'all getting locked good. Y'all need to get to the free throw line. Common sense.
You could argue, argue though. Like I was talking about, as each year as you keep going to the finals, your legs keep getting tired. You could argue that Steph wasn't going to be able to keep being the main ball handler, the main scorer. So you could argue on the reverse side that they might have needed KD.
Yeah, you're right, because I feel like KD, they really only true matchup threat. Like, he had nightmare. Like, you can't guard KD like that. It's only like maybe two niggas that probably can guard him. And I'm just saying two to be nice. I'm saying Kawhi can guard him, but we don't know how he can do now because his injury. But still, KD can dribble the ball. He's 6'11", whatever, how tall that nigga is.
Okay, but so, Lou, I can combat that with, they say they might have needed KD, but they gave up what for KD? Gave up a lot of depth. So,
yeah, a lot of depth.
The year before he came, they had to give up Barnes. I mean, they depth is still all right now, though. They just fill up.
It's really two niggas. It's really just.
But you don't need that many niggas in the playoffs, though. You only play seven niggas, really.
Yeah, but you don't never know about injuries, inconsistency from your starters.
They filled up their roster with bigs for whatever reason, because they like to mix and match them. But you don't need. They was using Barbosa two niggas before. They got. I mean, they fine as far as that. While you still got Livingston. I mean, they just won.
Livingston, getting older. But shout out to Mark Jackson, because when Mark Jackson was a coach, bro, they had a great bench every year, at least a top five bench, a top 10 bench every year.
They definitely have to replace these people with these players with a few younger options. But I mean,
actually developed the younger players, because Kevin Looney was on the squad for 3 to 4 years, and this nigga didn't have no run at all. He trash, but he didn't get no run or no development because he's always hurt. But he trash. But they fucked up Jordan Bell. I feel like Jordan Bell should have got more of a run this year. You get niggas like what's that nigga name? Nick Young. He get minutes, but Nick Young barely did shit. That nigga said, I went from getting the ring, getting snitched on, and putting the ring on.
I think if anybody leave, I think it'll be him. I think he'll just KD. I think he'll like. Oh. I mean, I think about it. The Thunder was never like with him and Russ. I don't think it was ever considered KD's team. Then he comes to the Warriors, niggas that won two NBA finals. And I mean, like they said, people in the Bay, their fans still see that as Steph team, bro. Even though KD
Steph was the first one out of them to be there.
So I guess this nigga, like, at some point, bro, he gonna be like, I wanna my team.
Only reason the OKC was his team because he didn't have no dog in him. Niggas just playing Russ.
He was like, I can play on any team.
Man, I just don't got time for soft ass niggas to do subliminals. Be real. Say what you want. Say how you feel, nigga. You make enough money. So what? If you want to go somewhere else, say it. Stop being a bitch. Say it with your chest. When Mark Jackson had that team, they were deep. They were a deep basketball team when Mark Jackson was the coach. They depth and suffered every year since he been gone. On to that. What's up? What you finna
transition to?
Now, I mean, I don't follow boxing as much as probably.
No, we still got a topic in basketball, bro.
What's up? What's up? The free agent?
All about LeBron going to LA.
LeBron
he ain't going.
Hold on. Whoa, Gary. Whoa.
Right?
I was saying LA will stay all day. Lou getting scared. Lou don't know what to do.
We all said LA. So tell me why you're saying not LA now.
Let me go first.
Okay. Let big homie D go.
I think it first started out like, just buying the hype. I mean, I think it's more of people want him to go. Like, when they put out the rumor his son was going to play high school ball out there, bro, the team was like, I mean, this news to us. We haven't even heard this. I don't know what the hell Gary Payton got there for.
Yeah, then like, I feel what Dante's saying. I also feel like, like we were talking about earlier, the Lakers are childish. They're very childish.
Yeah, bro, like.
Shout out to my cousin Chris who agree with me right now. Chris always knows sports. Shout out to Chris Matthews on the LGTV podcast.
Yeah, bro, but, I mean, you look at the diss track. Like, I mean, I listen to it. I mean, I understand.
I'm not wasting my 3 minutes of my life to listen to a
Kyrie. I understand it's them having fun, bro. But it's like, y'all niggas struggled last year and y'all doing this. And, I mean, it's like.
The culture still ain't changed over there. Still a young team, like frat boys.
I don't know, bro. If they was winning, if they was in the playoff, I don't think people had a problem with it because niggas been. Like, look at Dame, bro. Like, Dame been rapping, Iman been like people, but it's just
Dame can ball. It don't matter if your team winning or whatever. You got a ball. Dame can ball.
But that's what I'm saying. Lonzo,
and Dame can rap. That's three things. Iman Shumpert don't got them three.
Lonzo shot 41. I think it was like 43% from the free throw line, bro.
From the free throw line, 43% from the free. Oh, you serious?
It was like 40. It was 40 something, bro. Like,
it wasn't like, a stretch or the whole season.
The whole season, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, not on this podcast now. I'm just playing.
So, I think the optics just look bad, bro. And then, like
you can also say the same thing for Embiid, but everybody knew Embiid could ball. Embiid was trolling, and they didn't
know. I don't care how much people or even LaVar say, oh, you can't pay attention to me. I'm not on the team. Like, bro. You study coming out, like you coming out saying you don't want Paul George there. You want your son there. Paul, he was like, basically said, I'm paraphrasing it, but he was just like, Paul George ain't the same player before his injury. He was just
we got to remember that LeVar Ball really can't impact the Lakers free agents. Who want to deal with that nigga talking all day?
Like Lou said, trade everybody. We can get rid of LeVar Ball by getting rid of Lonzo Ball. If we don't get Bron and George and then another All Star, get rid of Lonzo. We can do that like that.
And that's what I think. Like, and I hate, like, I understand, like, bro, and I don't want to, like, I love seeing a black father with his son, bro. But it's just like Lonzo can do no wrong, bro. Like
Joe Jackson.
Like,
we know Lonzo need to improve, and this nigga was like, basically like, LeBron coming here, like that's not gonna help Lonzo game. Lonzo game is gonna help LeBron. I'm like, what the hell? Like
LeBron been balling since he was 16. What the fuck? Then LeBron campaigned for all his sons to be on the Lakers. He said he can coach the Lakers. Your AAU team got blew out with about 40 last summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like it's just who wants to deal with that, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Magic need to put a handle on that, man. You want the general manager to handle that shit.
Another interesting thing he said, I mean, because he was on I don't really watch Fox Sports like that, but he was on the on there with Colin, and Sleep. He was just yesterday, and he was just saying that Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo ain't as close as everybody think. So who's
drama now? Like you don't know if that's real or not. So you just throwing like bullshit in the air. You know what I'm saying? And he want to say that Lonzo Kuzma wasn't nothing without Lonzo. Who cares when they came to that summer league? Who balled? Kuzma did. Kuzma got his name in that spotlight because he was playing good basketball. You know what I'm saying? That dude had to work his way up, played 4 years at fucking Utah, and became a late first-round pick, and he played good basketball. Who cares? He balled better than your son, who's a number two pick. And I don't care where you go from number one, 60 undrafted. If you can play basketball, you can play basketball.
That's not even that to me, bro. It's just – If I was playing basketball, bro, like I know they always say, "Oh, my dad, he's his own man. I'm my own man, bro." But we know if we playing sports, bro, and one of our teammates pops out there talking crazy, bro, we're gonna be like, "This nigga son." If his son don't say nothing to him, bro, we're gonna be like, "This nigga agree with him."
Exactly. Then you also gonna have like they said last year, like the players on the court might like Lonzo, have respect for Lonzo, but shit, they gonna go at that nigga extra hard because his pops. Look at his first game against the Clippers. Shit. That nigga Beverly was talking mad shit. Getting all in his grill on defense. Saying, fuck your pops. All that shit. I don't blame him. That's in Chicago in him. I don't blame him. Do your thing, Pat Bev.
That's not even the main reason I don't think he's going to go, bro. I think DeMarcus stays in New Orleans. I think
they got too many bad contracts.
I think Kawhi stays in San Antonio. PG, that nigga weird, just like KD, bro. He's gonna stay in Oklahoma City.
Oh, he'll make it to LA. I don't understand because you know how the niggas from California is. They want to play for the Lakers.
Let me say the thing about PG. What I'm like, Vontae, it got me scared that he's gonna stay because Russell out here, you know. Probably put on the staff is like, KD just left me. You gonna leave me too? You know, training with him every day. And PG was like, I can't do him like that. So that what scares me about PG. He might stay just because, you know, OKC, they just had somebody leave. So
I think it was reported out. Like, they said PG liked the team. And I mean, I'm telling you, bro, like they just got to tell Melo, listen, bro, are you gonna go to the bench? Like,
I feel like the whole thing that's been holding OKC back since the KD days have been real, like a real live coach that got there. Like they need a Popovich coach. Like I think Pop is the only coach, and maybe Brad Stevens that can get Russ in line.
Nah, Russ too much of an alpha dog, bro. He's just gonna do what he
can get him. I think Pop could get him. It's because it's the respect level. Like
Steven Jackson said, Mark Jackson could get it to him.
Oh yeah, Mark. What'd you say? Hold on, Steven Jackson said Mark Jackson.
Steven Jackson said Mark Jackson should coach Russ Westbrook.
Oh, he could. Yeah. Mark Jackson is getting treated like Hugh Jackson right now because Hugh Jackson had one season in Oakland and had them 8-8 when they didn't have a winning season or 500 season since 2002. It'll be different if Mark Jackson was trash, but Mark Jackson would coach does for 4 years and they were in the playoffs. I think 3 out of 4.
Now, didn't Mark Jackson come like straight from the announcer booth to coach it? Like, he wasn't assistant coach or nothing, was he?
I think so. Like, it worked. You can see that it worked. Then, when you see niggas like Jason Kidd just retired and get two coaching jobs, and also domestic abuse on his record that nobody talks about, he gets a job. Nobody know about that shit. I read an article on Jason Kidd back in 2002, 2003. On Sports Illustrated, he used to beat his wife ass. Hey, we just lost Trey.
Yeah.
Trey back.
Well, Vontae just touched on it, so I was going to ask y'all predictions on where everybody was going to go, but.
Yeah, Trey got dropped off the podcast for some reason. Man, we on Trey real quick. But I'm just saying, Mark Jackson been out of coaching for how long now? 5 years?
Yeah, but like, but yeah, to your point, Lou, I just think everybody, it may not be as big as everybody thinking it may be.
But it's the agency. Like,
so,
hey, invite Trey back. I think he can't get in.
Hold on.
Technical difficulties.